was the last time you saw a really good concert? You're invited to a fine summer evening of music with Seals and Crofts. Concord Pavilion, Sunday, September 17th at 8 o'clock. This coming Sunday, Seals and Crofts, whose classic songs will find performances that entertain the world over. They're going to play Under the Stars for You. Appearing with Seals and Crofts at the Concord Pavilion will be Exile. Tickets are available at the Concord Pavilion box office and outlets and at all Bass agencies. Dial Teletix for information. The date is Sunday, the 17th, 8 o'clock, Concord Pavilion, for an evening with Seals and Crofts and Exile. It's a Bill Graham production.
In all station contests broadcast on KNBR, employees or members of the immediate families of employees of this station, NBC, participating sponsors, or their agencies are not eligible to participate. Proof of eligibility may be required prior to the awarding of prizes.
You do have your proof of eligibility certificate, don't you?
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66 here. Play a couple for you on KNDR 68 for the good times. Carter B.
Of love is in your eyes. I love the time can't so much more than just words could ever say.
Jerry Brown think will get the Democratic nomination. Betty Ford is out of surgery, shots fired at supermarket trucks, and a fertilizer forecast in San Francisco. I'm Bob Lasich. We'll have details on these and other stories following NBC News on KNBR San Francisco. It's 4 o'clock.
NBC Radio News. Not much of today's economic news was very good. There were drops in stock prices and economic forecasts of continuing inflation. This is Bob Kane. One of the economic forecasts came from delegates to a conference board meeting in New York. An informal poll of the delegates agreed inflation this year would run an overall 7.5 to 8%, and next year about 6%. Another report comes from California. Here's Dan Blackburn.
The prestigious UCLA National Economic Forecast contains some bad news for the Carter administration. It predicts continued chronic inflation at better than 7% through 1980. It also estimates that unemployment will remain above 6%. UCLA economist Larry Kimball says the inflation outlook raises some questions.
Can we grow? Can we live with that rate of inflation? And can we sustain the expansion? Our answer is yes, we think there is a possibility.
Kimball says that if the American people successfully adjust to the continuing inflation, it will make President Carter's efforts to wage an effective anti-inflation war difficult. Dan Blackburn, NBC News, Los Angeles.
And back in New York, the prices paid by people who buy shares of stock in American industries dropped. Dow Jones Industrials off nearly 12 points in active trading to close at 887.73. More news after this.
There's nothing like seeing a great team in action. The people at Pennzoil have a great team, too, for your car. One member of that team is, naturally, famous Pennzoil Motor Oil, the quality motor oil that's been around since America learned to drive. The other member of the Pennzoil team for your car is the Pennzoil Oil Filter. It's easy to tell this team by its colors, too. All you do is look for that sparkling Pennzoil yellow. That yellow can of Pennzoil and that yellow Pennzoil Oil Filter mean you're getting quality you can depend on. We think there's no finer engine protection team. So the next time your car needs an oil change, call on the Pennzoil team. Ask your dealer for quality all the way. Pennzoil motor oil and the Pennzoil oil filter. You'll have a great feeling of confidence knowing you've got the quality Pennzoil team on your side. Remember, when your car is worth caring for, the Pennzoil team is worth asking for.
The chemical compounds called nitrites are accused of causing cancer in rats. Some people want to ban the use of nitrites in bacon, ham, and other cured meats. But among the problems of such a ban, according to Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, would be an economic one.
The largest meatpacking companies could rather quickly adopt to other methods of preserving their foods. But the vast bulk of the smaller independent meat packing companies couldn't, and a very large percentage of them would probably go out of business.
Leahy is chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, which is investigating proposals for a ban on nitrites. Some scientists say banning the preservative could create a danger of botulism food poisoning, far outweighing the cancer risk. There was a great deal of talking at the Camp David Summit meeting today in Maryland, but official reports leave little indication whether any more real progress was made. You are listening to NBC News.
Open up, America! Open up your sandwiches to Kraft American Singles. Give your barbecue beef a break. Make your sub surface. Turn on your tuna salad. Put individually wrapped Kraft Singles in every sandwich you make. Remember, Kraft Singles processed cheese food slices are America's favorite American. So open up.
You love that sandwich, Mark. If you make room for flavorful slices from Kraft America.
Chevy Week is coming, America. A big 9-day celebration with Chevy dealers everywhere offering you some mighty attractive values on a large selection of Chevrolets. Great values on cars, pickups, and vans. Lots of great Chevy values. National Chevy Week, September 15th through the 23rd. So come on in, America.
Governor Brown lurking in the wings while Democrats wonder who might challenge President Carter in the 1980 primary, thinks the nomination will go to either the president or to Senator Edward Kennedy. When asked if he is running for president, Brown told a reporter, "I'm not talking about that." I'm Bob Lasich with news from KNBR 68. Shots hit three Alpha Beta trucks on Highway 152 near Gilroy this morning. The incident under investigation. Alpha Beta is one of four supermarket chains that has been struck by the Teamsters. The Teamster and supermarket negotiators got together for the first time in more than a week to talk about their differences. Those talks resume tomorrow. Former First Lady Betty Ford out of the operating room after 5.5 hours of surgery at Palm Desert to get her face lifted. And in the Jefferson High School District on the San Francisco Peninsula, the strike now in its eighth day. And Floyd Ganella, the superintendent of the district, says they won a court order today.
The court granted the district's request for an injunction against a strike, declaring that a strike is illegal.
Ganella says what that means is the teachers better get back to work or face dismissal. As for the teachers' union, they say they have a constitutional right to strike. Attendance today was up a bit from yesterday. 67% of the students present, 26% of the teachers were on the job today. Evel Younger took the wraps off a plan to limit state government spending by $1 billion. The biggest single cut is $211 million from state aid to local schools. Younger also proposes cuts of $388 million from surpluses existing in special state funds and a 10% cut in most department budgets. In a San Francisco speech, a forecast for increased demand for fertilizer. It comes from John Douglas of the National Fertilizer Development Center. He told the World Fertilizer Council that the demand will continue to grow, but at a slower rate than in the 1960s. State health officials are warning residents who have purchased skunks in Arizona to report them to local health authorities because they may be rabid.
Come on in, America. Come on in today. It's National Chevy Week all across the USA.
Come on in, America, during National Chevy Week, September 15th through the 23rd. Chevy dealers everywhere will be offering you some great Chevy values. There's a big selection of cars and trucks for you to choose from, and many dealers are extending their hours.
It's National Chevy Week all across the USA.
Great values on cars like Chevy Chevette, Monte Carlo, and the Chevrolet Caprice and Impala. On trucks like Chevy Bob and Blazer, and on Chevy vans, too. It all happens during National Chevy Week, September 15th through the 23rd at your Chevy dealers.
In sports, the Giants lost another one. Atlanta beat them today 4-1. The winner, Jim Boughton, aging Jim. He is now 1-1 on the season. And that incidentally drops the Giants into a tie for second again with the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds are at San Diego tonight. The Dodgers with their 7-game lead at home against Houston. Yankees with a 0.5-game lead over the Boston Red Sox visit Detroit, while the Red Sox are at Cleveland. The A's are at Kansas City. Muhammad Ali is predicting he will beat Leon Spinks for the heavyweight title tomorrow night in New Orleans. But Ali missed his forecast on the weight. He came in at 221, 6 more than he had planned. Spinks was 203 at today's weigh-in, 6 more than the night he took the title from Ali. Oakland Raiders running back Clarence Davis out for the season. Surgery on the knee this morning. Terry Robiskie will fill the slot. The weather for the Bay Area fair through Saturday. Some patchy low clouds nights and mornings. Warmer days. The lows the 50s. The highs the 60s to the 80s. And there is a forecast for some small craft advisory. And in fact, they have now canceled the advisory, so we won't even bother to go into that. Now the temperatures around the bay. The Marin Civic Center, 80. San Jose, 82. Oakland, 76. And 72 at KNBR, 68. Where the good times go on.
Come back. that player.
Baby, come back.
It's 12 and a half minutes after 4 o'clock at KNBR 68. Carter, be with you. All kinds of information. A lovely card, I mentioned it earlier, from Ann up at Ann's Coffee Shop at near Canocti there. And we visited, I didn't, but Peter Loffer visited Ann's Coffee Shop. And this is a beautiful thing. She says, come again soon, Carter. Every time I peel a carrot, I'll think about you, Peter. We get calls from all, get calls from all over. Evidently, Loffer did some carrot discussions. Can you believe Atlanta dumping us 4-1 today? Well, it never rains. When it doesn't, it pours, huh? Boy, that's something. Jim Bouton went 6 innings, 38, 39 years old. It's got to be a thrill for him. I mean, to put yourself in his shoes. He's gone through an awful lot. Wrote that book, of course, and got teased quite a bit. And I guess the Atlanta club has got to feel pretty good about getting him back. And he won the ball game. He won against a fine ball club, so I don't know. That's the fascinating thing about baseball. It's kind of weird, kind of a weird game. You never really know. When you're out on the road, look at your car. In fact, look at your car before you get out on the road. How else could you get out on the road? And get the shine back in your life by taking that car of yours into the nearest Miracle Auto Painting place, where quality at moderate cost is their motto. That's the miracle value, you know. Ask about vinyl roof renewal, which sounds like some government program, doesn't it? Vinyl roof renewal. Or vinyl side moldings. They'll dress up that new-looking car even more, and the prices are right. Parking is convenient at all of the Northern California Miracle Auto Painting stores, so why not wheel that terraplane of yours into Miracle and have them work on it? And they'll do a good job. They'll go that extra mile to make you shine. In the Bay Area, visit Miracle's new customer service centers in El Cerrito and Berkeley. The service center will open soon in Mountain View. Also, this is the new Miracle store, 3330 Sonoma Boulevard. 3330 Sonoma. 17 has got the usual slows from Marina, and it's heavy all the way down to the Fremont area, roughly, and starts to improve a little bit. I'll talk to Hap Harper after another record here.
Channel 5 lights up the bay.
We light up the bay in Walnut Creek and Sunnyvale, the Oakland Hills, a Redwood Trail, the family of the bay. We'll show you the way. The Giant Six, the Raiders Buck, the joyous sound, the bark and rock. Dream.
Kenny Loggins along with Stevie Nicks on KNBR 68. It's 19 minutes after 4 o'clock. It's amazing what happens when you start talking about something and people's interest gets focused in on something. The good illustration is the news out of Mexico City today that the Mexican government is going to ban whale watching in Baja California. So many people are in love with these creatures now. There's so many people that are into this they're afraid that they're going to be disturbed in the lagoons where they do their calving and all of that. So, just too many folks. We'll have to back off on that. That's amazing how that will happen. You start talking about something, and everybody starts to say, hey, let's get involved. And then, too much, I guess. Certainly in that instance, anyway. So we'll have to look at them on TV. And that's fine, too. Tomorrow is the deadline for getting your cards in. Or listen to the whales on the radio. We could broadcast them here. Tomorrow is the deadline for getting your cards in to win two tickets to the September 21st private screening of Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile. Send your cards or bring them to KNBR by 5 o'clock tomorrow. That's the KNBR preview, 1700 Montgomery, San Francisco. Remember, only one winner per household. Tickets provided by Paramount in exchange for promotional announcements. When you come by here at 1700 Montgomery during the business day, you can also get a KNBR license plate bumper sticker, a KNBR calendar. Those are free for nothing, and then if you want to pay, you can get a T-shirt, the license plate T-shirt, or the Amalgamated Joggers T-shirt, either one. We got all kinds of things going here.
Come on in, America, come on in today. It's National Chevy Week, all across the USA.
Come on in, America, during National Chevy Week, September 15th through the 23rd. Chevy dealers everywhere will be offering you some great Chevy values. There's a big selection of cars and trucks for you to choose from, and many dealers are extending their hours.
It's National Chevy Week, all across the USA.
Great values on cars like Chevy Chevette, Monte Carlo, and the Chevrolet Caprice and Impala. On trucks like Chevy Love and Blazer, and on Chevy vans too. It all happens during National Chevy Week, September 15th through the 23rd at your Chevy dealers.
Don't miss this chance to get a great deal on a new Chevy during National Chevy Week at your Northern California Chevrolet dealer. There's never been a better time to see the Chevy man. Now let's you and I say hello to America's first traffic reporter to fly in the air. It really is true. Hap Harper. You never know what to look at him.
Thanks a lot, Carter B., but it is true. You know, a lot of people don't really believe that sometimes.
You'd never know to listen to him.
Oh, I'm so young, you know, and it throws everybody off. Anyway, I have...
What?
Never mind. I'm directly over San Francisco right now. Having checked out traffic here, there's nothing to talk about. But over on the other side of the bay, traffic is very slow from the Maze heading out on the East Shore Freeway till you pass Ashby Avenue. Then as you go past the Aquatic Park, everything is fine up to the Albany Hill, and that's where it slows down again for the rest of the trip through Richmond. And as you mentioned a little bit ago, traffic slowing down after you leave. Well, Hagenberger, Davis area slows down there, then heavy all the way down till you get into Hayward about A Street.
Can't remember.